أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول. We are studying this chapter which shows the importance of practicing upon sunnat and keeping sunnat in our lives, and modern sunnat, adab, etiquettes also. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says that if you dispute any matter, then refer it to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This also shows that in any matters, if we have any differences, then the solution of it, we must go to the Quran Sharif. There we will find the solution, and all of us should follow what the Quran teaches us. And we should go to the Hadith Sharif. If we don't find it in the Quran Sharif, then we go to the Hadith Sharif. And in the Hadith we find our solution. So these various stages have been taught, and Allah has guided us towards going to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which should be in our lives. The ulama have written that in the ayat of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has followed Allah Ta'ala, has been obedient to Allah Ta'ala. This is one of the greatest praises that Allah has bestowed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is like somebody saying that this person here is my confidante. Whatever he says, it is like I have said it. Whatever he tells you to do, it is like I have told you to do it. Like that, Allah has given Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that great position, that to say that I have full trust in him, that whoever will obey him, he has in fact obeyed me. He has obeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very great position which Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in there is a great lesson for us, that if we will follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any sunnah, then in effect we have followed the command of Allah Ta'ala. From this ayat it is clearly deduced. And many people who say, show me this in the Quran Sharif, which is a sunnah, they try and get away with it and try and drop the value of sunnah, and they say, show me where it is written in the Quran. In the first place, we are not commanded to only follow the Quran. We are commanded to follow the Quran and the Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran Sharif clearly states in another ayah, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught you, told you to do, do that. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And what he stopped you from, stay away from that. So we see all the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are actually the teachings of Allah Ta'ala. As also Allah Ta'ala has said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. That whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, is not from his own side in any way. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala's side. So we should be very, very particular and follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the T. We should make that the object of our life, and we should try our utmost that we practice upon every sunnah, and never ever to take any sunnah as lightly. If due to our laziness, our weaknesses, we don't follow a sunnah, accept and admit our weakness, but never try and justify or try and say it's only sunnah. Na'uz billah. One person who met one great alim, Maulana Imran Bhopali, many years ago, and in their discussion, that alim told that, but after all, this is only a sunnah. Maulana Imran Bhopali replied and said, yes, it is definitely only a sunnah, but the tone in which you are saying is kufr. That is, the value of sunnah is not in your heart. And you are dropping the value of the sunnah. Though it is a sunnah, but it has to be greatly respected and honored. If due to our weakness we don't follow, we ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. But not we try and say that it's just a sunnah, na'uz billah, that it's a minor small thing. No, every sunnah is also very important. And as far as possible, we should practice upon all the sunnahs. The sunnah namazes also, even those which are not sunnah e muakkada. All the other sunnahs in our lives from morning to evening, we should try and practice upon every sunnah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.